need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听本期的你问我答节目，我是杨丽。今天和我一起主持这个节目的是 Dermot. Hi, Derm.
Hi, Lee. I guess you've got another vocabulary question today.
Well, yes and no. It's to do with both language and culture. Here's the question from Anna.
Off license 是酒的意思吗？有一次和朋友聚会，一个朋友对大家说 ,Does anyone would like some off license? 我没听懂这句话的意思。Can you explain the meaning of off-license? Thank you.
The question is half in Chinese and half in English. The first part of her question is whether off-license means alcohol. Secondly, she would like to have some explanations for the phrase off-license. So, Derm, what's your answer?
Off-license doesn't mean alcohol. An off-license is a shop that sells alcohol. And the meaning of the phrase off-license is that you buy the alcohol there, but you don't drink it there. You buy the alcohol and take it away.
大家明白了吗? Off-license 是卖酒执照的意思，指那些只出售酒水但不准顾客就地饮用的外卖酒水商店。请大家注意这个词的拼写。Derm, what's the correct spelling of the phrase?
Yeah, spelling's very simple. Two words, off, O-F-F, license, L-I-C-E-N-C-E.
What is the opposite of off-license?
Well, I suppose the opposite of an off-license is a pub, a public house. So that's a place that you can go and buy alcohol and drink it there.
Mm-hmm. Any other places that people can also go and have a drink?
Well, obviously, you can have a drink in a restaurant or if you go to the theatre, you know, there's usually a bar there. And in fact, even a lot of cinemas now will sell alcohol, so you can have a drink while you enjoy the film.
License 这个词的意思是执照，不过加上 off 就容易让人误会了。那么怎么来理解呢？ Off 就是离开商店的意思。换句话说就是外卖的意思，而相对于外卖店的呢，就是餐馆和各种酒吧。 Restaurants, pubs and bars are all licensed premises, 有饮酒执照的营业地点。
A licensed premises means it's a place you can buy alcohol and drink it there.
So where would you normally go if you want to have a drink?
Normally, I just go to my local pub. And in fact, that's a phrase we use in English. The nearest pub to your house where you go for a drink is called your local. So I would just go to my local.
So in English, people tend to call their local pub their local. Dermot likes to go to his local. However, our editor, Alison, has a different preference. She said that she's not a pub person.Now listen and find out why Alison is not a pub person.
And one of the reasons I'm not a pub person is because mainly the drink they're selling is lager and beer, and I don't drink it. I'm a wine drinker, and in some pubs you get a good choice of wine, but some pubs the wine choice is very limited. So I tend to like to go to bars for drinks,
Now we know why Alison is not a pub person. 主要是因为呢 ,pub 以出售啤酒为主 ,lager and beer. 葡萄酒的选择种类不多。而 Alison 呢偏偏是爱喝葡萄酒的人 ,a wine drinker. 不过除此之外 ,pubs 和 bars 还有什么不同呢 ?What are the differences there are between pubs and wine bars? Alison again.
The disadvantage is they do tend to be a little more expensive than pubs, and you probably get a different type of clientele there. So you're likely to get more office workers and professionals, whereas in pubs you get more of a mix, probably, of people. And the decor is very different in bars to pubs. It tends to be a lot more contemporary,a lot more modern inside and quite trendy, I think, on the whole. And you'll find people are very well-dressed.
Alison has made some interesting comparisons.
她说呀,和 pubs 相比, bars tend to be more expensive. 价格稍稍高一些。
A different clientele.
顾客不同。此处 Alison 用了一个法语的词汇 clientele。那么去 bars 喝酒的人多数是白领和专业人士。
Office workers and professionals.
这些人往往穿戴讲究。
Well-dressed.
第三点不同呢，就是室内装饰不同。The decos are very different. Bars 往往比较现代时髦。
Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
So, up to this point, we have clarified the meaning of off-license and licensed premises.
Oh, by the way, I nearly forgot to remind our listeners of the different spellings. As a noun, it is spelt with a C, L-I-C-E-N-C-E. But as a verb, it is spelt with an S, L-I-C-E-N-S-E. Two words sound the same.
是的，两个词的拼写不同。Okay, Dermot, that's very good. I just thought that maybe it would be helpful for our listeners to learn a few other phrases involving the word license. What do you think?
Good idea. Now, Lee, have you got a driving license?
Of course I do. A driving license. 驾照. I have a clean driving license too.
When you do business, you have to have a business license.
营业执照. A business license.
Finally, a firearms license.
持枪执照。I think that brings us to the end of this program. Thanks to Anna for her questions.
Well, if you'd like some help from us with your questions, just send them over to chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. We hope to see lots more questions.
That's right. Till next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.